She suspects there are days when everything conspires to kill her. Perhaps not conspiracies, but merely sets of circumstances that stack up around her like brittle saucers under brittle teacups, weaving and threatening to topple if that one small factor hadn't contributed a drop of strong glue. She can only imagine how she plays into this web of destruction herself, details that slip her mind until it's almost too late, the details that escape her observation only to be caught inside the nick by someone else's warning holler. Survival might be no more than a matter of dumb luck she's come to see, so perhaps the real conspiracy is that she's still here. Miracles become terrifying in this context. If something so good can happen without cause, without warning, without reason, what about something horrible? She calls up her miracles, holds the list against her counts of tragedies, and finds something unnerving in the balance. Things even out, don't they? And so, some days, she hesitates to walk down the stairs, checks the soles of her shoes for slippery leaves, puts her hand over her mouth when she catches herself in a stumble, and she remembers, all the while, it's what she does not catch that will do her in. She'll be driving to the grocery store with her guard down. Someone pulling off Verde Street will not yield to the intersection. She'll slam the flat of her palm into the center of the steering wheel, forgetting, for the last time, how the horn on her new car had been positioned to the side.